Here now is Dr. Glatzmeyer.
The Earth's magnetic field, its intensity appears to be decreasing and fairly rapidly, but a lot of people suggest that this indicates that the field is about to reverse. However, if you and people know this in the geomagnetic and paleomagnetic community, if you look in the records of magnetic remnants that have
like volcanoes
or the ocean bottom, where material cooled, and then when it cools below a certain temperature, it captures the direction and intensity of the magnetic field at that location at that time. If you look at that record, you see that the field has been either increasing or decreasing all the time. It's never constant. And it tends to go for several thousand years, so maybe tens of thousands of years in one direction. Keep increasing slowly, and then it'll start to decrease for, say, 10,000 years or more, and then it'll start increasing again. This keeps going all the time, and it's true that when a reversal has occurred, it is accompanied by a very weak magnetic field. In other words, the field just keeps decreasing and decreasing, and eventually it doesn't go to zero, but it gets very weak, and the major part of it, the dipole part of it, actually collapses and gets reestablished in the opposite polarity. And so, just because it's decreasing now, it doesn't mean it's going to reverse. It could, and we haven't had a reversal for a long time, actually a longer time than the average time between reversals. The last time it's been 780,000 years ago. The average time between reversals is more like 200,000 years, but it's not every 200,000 years. It can be much shorter than that, or it could be much longer than that. So just because it's reversing now doesn't mean it will reverse, and if it does reverse, the soonest it will reverse will probably be 1,000 or 2,000 years from now.